When our project started, only a few buildings have been on place. Drinking water was transported by a Valley View-owned truck to the place.
At the time, was it difficult for students to get access to water?
There was no water for flushing toilets, for example, and it was really difficult.
The ecological project, what does it entail?
What we wanted to do from the start was not only water-saving toilets, but to close the cycles and include it in the development of Valley View University as a holistic development. Means quality management, training, mass flow management, town planning, and so on.
Apart from achieving cost-effective treatment of human waste, I know that the project also has some agricultural goals. Can you explain this?
Valley View has own agricultural area, and so we put the things we collect, for example, grey water from the women's dorm, to grow pawpaw, avocados, mangoes, and so on in the agric area. So we close the cycle, we use grey water and urine for growing vegetables, which then go back to the cafeteria for the nutrition of the students.
Do the students play any specific role as far as the project is concerned?
Till now, the students are only a part of the whole thing, but we established a group named Eco Group, which cares for the long-term development of the ecological development of Valley View. We did some training and information for the students. We want to implement master course for ecological engineering as a new study, so they will be part of the study. We want to implement ecological approach for all students in the start of their study. And the students are now participating. For example, we have German students which come to Valley View and doing practical work or doing master thesis.
After the implementation of the project, what changes has it brought to the campus?
Big changes. In former times when we started, when the flushing toilet, there was no water available. Now they go to toilets. We even installed dry toilets. So even if there is no water, which now most of the time is available because we also collect rainwater, this is a big, big improvement compared to former times. And we have new buildings, which are ecological buildings. These buildings are constructed so they need no technical aeration because they are aerated freely. And we do some collectors for warm water, for the kitchen, for example. We are now collecting plastic bags. So a lot of things has improved.
Collection of plastic bags for what purpose?
These plastic bags, they are collected, and in Accra there is a factory which recycles this plastic bag. Valley View gets some money from that.
What about the people in the community? Do they also benefit from the project?
We always have been in close contact with the farmers surrounding Valley View, and they are very interested to take urine, which we collect at Valley View University, because it's a cheap fertilizer for them, so they can do very good agricultural production.
Has the project been replicated in other parts of Africa?
It has not been replicated, but there are universities in Kenya and Nigeria which are strongly interested to copy the ideas of Valley View.